Canto 9, Chapter 15. Parashurama, the Lord's Warrior Incarnation. The son of Vyasadeva said, "From Urvashi's womb, 6 sons were born, who were begotten by Pururava, O ruler of men: Ayu, Shrutayu, Satyayu, Raya, Vijaya, and Jaya. Shrutayu had a son named Vasuman. Satyayu also had one called Shrutanjaya. From Raya there was a son called Eka, and from Jaya there was a son called Amita. Bhima was the son of Vijaya, after whom Kanchana was born as his son. From Hotraka, Kanchana's son, there was the son Janu, who drank the water of the Ganges in one sip. Puru was begotten by Janu, and from him next Balaka and his son Ajaka appeared. Kusha followed, from whose loins the 4 sons Kushambu, Tanaya, Vasu, and Kushanaba were born, who were succeeded by Gadi, the son of Kushambu. From Gadi there was the daughter Satyavati, who by the Brahmin Richika was asked to be his wife, but not considering him fit, King Gadi said to that son of Bhrigu, 'Please deliver me as a dowry for this daughter of the Kusha dynasty that we belong to, 1,000 horses as brilliant as the light of the moon, with each 1 black ear.' With that being said, the sage understood what he had in mind. He went to the abode of Varuna, from where he brought and delivered the horses. Then he married the beautiful daughter. He, as a seer, was by his wife and his mother-in-law, who each wanted a son, requested to cook a preparation that he with mantras offered to them, to his wife with a Brahmana mantra, and to his mother-in-law with a Kshatriya mantra. Then the Muni went away for a bath. Meanwhile, Satyavati was by her mother asked to give the oblation that was meant for her, because she thought it was the better one of the two. She handed it over to her, while she herself ate her mother's oblation. Learning about this, the sage said to his wife, 'You did something very wrong. Now your son will be a fierce, punitive personality, while your brother will be a scholar in spiritual science.' Satyavati beseeched him that it would not be so, and thus the son of Bhrigu said, 'Then the son of your son will be that way.' Thereafter Jamadagni was born. She, Satyavati, later became the great and sacred Kaushiki, a river that purifies the entire world. Jamadagni married Renuka, the daughter of Renu. She, with the seer of Bhrigu, gave birth to many sons, of whom Vasuman was the oldest. The renowned Parashurama, also known as Rama, was the youngest son. He, Parashurama, who 21 times acted as the annihilator of the Haihaya dynasty and thus freed the earth from all her Kshatriyas, is called an Amsha incarnation of Vasudeva. The earth's burden of the arrogant governing class that, covered by passion and ignorance, lacked in respect for the Brahminical rule, was removed by him. He killed them, despite the fact that they had committed no great offense." The Honorable King said, "What was, of those degraded nobles out of control, the offense committed unto the Supreme Lord, because of which, time and again, the dynasty was annihilated?" The son of Vyasa said, "The king of the Haihayas, Kartavirjarjuna, the best of the Kshatriyas, had developed 1,000 arms in upholding the worship of Dattatreya, who is a plenary portion of Narayana. He was the fear of his enemies, could not be defeated, was sharp-witted, most attractive, influential, powerful, renowned, and physically very strong. Because of his yogic control, he had acquired qualities like the perfections of the Anima Siddhi and such, and he tirelessly travelled all over the world like a whirlwind. When he, one day, surrounded by beautiful women, enjoyed the water of the Reva, the Narmada, he, overly proud of being decorated with the garland of victory, with his arms stopped the flow of the river. The conceited hero called Ten-Head, Ravana, could not bear that influence because the water, which moved upstream from his actions, had inundated his camp. Ravana, who insulted him, the king, in the presence of the women, was without much difficulty arrested by him, held in custody in their capital, Mahishmati, and then released again as if it concerned a monkey. Once, during a hunt, alone in the forest wandering aimlessly, he, Kartavirjarjuna, entered the ashrama of Jamadagni Muni. The sage, on the basis of his austerity, could, because of his cow of plenty, offer everything that was needed to that god of men together with his soldiers, ministers and the rest of his retinue. When the king saw what this wealth, which exceeded his personal opulence, all meant, he could not really appreciate it. He and his Haihayas then developed the desire to possess that cow of sacrifice. In his conceit, he encouraged his men to take away the sage's cow of plenty and bring her, together with her calf, to Mahishmati, while it was crying because of the violence. After the king was gone, Parashurama, upon returning to the ashrama of his father, heard about that nefarious act and got as angry as a snake trampled upon. Unable to tolerate what had happened, he took up a ghastly chopper, a quiver, a bow and a shield, and went after them like a lion attacking an elephant. As the king entered the capital, he saw the best of the Brigus coming after him in fury, carrying a bow, arrows and a chopper as his weapons. His skin was covered with a black deerskin. He had matted locks and radiated like sunshine. He sent 17 Akshohinis with elephants, chariots, horses and infantry with swords, arrows, lances, slings and weapons of fire, but Parashurama, the lord and master, most fiercely killed them all by himself. He, as the greatest expert in handling the chopper, killed, as fast as the wind and as speedy as the mind, the enemy troops from whom, here and there, their arms, legs and shoulders fell to the ground, together with the drivers of the elephants and the horses that had been slain. Seeing his soldiers fallen by the axe and the arrows of Rama, lying scattered with their shields, flags, bows and dead bodies in the mud and the blood on the field, Haihaya, Kartavirjarjuna, rushed over there in fury. Kartavirjarjuna then fixed with his 500 arms simultaneously as many arrows on as many bows in order to kill Rama, but he, as the best fighter of all the ones armed, shot them all to pieces with his arrows, using one bow only. The king attacked again with rocks and trees he had uprooted with his hands, but as he was rushing forwards on the battlefield, all his arms were cut off with great force by Parashurama's razor-sharp axe, like they were the hoofs of snakes. After his arms had been cut off, the mountain peak that was his head was severed. As soon as their father was killed, his 10,000 sons fled away in fear. Fetching the sacrificial cow and calf that had suffered badly, the killer of all false heroism returned to his father's hermitage and handed them over to him. Rama described to his father and brothers everything that he had done. After hearing it, Jamadagni spoke as follows. "Rama, O Rama, mighty hero, you have committed a sin by unnecessarily killing that god of man who embodies all the demigods. We are Brahmins, my dear one, people who because of their forgiveness have achieved a position of respect. It is by this quality that the god who is the spiritual master of the universe, Lord Brahma, has achieved his position as a supreme authority. By forgiveness, the splendor, happiness and success of the religious practice shines as brilliant as the sun. The Supreme Lord Hari, our controller, becomes quickly pleased with those who are forgiving. To kill a king who is famous as an emperor is worse than killing a Brahmin. Therefore, wash away that sin, my best one, by respecting the holy places in the consciousness of the infallible one.